Good morning. This shir will be aired on the day before Tisha B'Av. We're going to go through the halachas of the day after Tisha B'Av, Motzei Tisha B'Av, and the day after. And Bez Hashem, starting the day after Tisha B'Av, we will go back to our limud in Chai Adam. So meat, and we do not eat meat, do not drink wine, after the Motzei Tisha B'Av and the morning afterwards until Chatzos. But a tavshel sabosar, which means it doesn't have actual meat, but has absorbed some, it was cooked together with meat and absorbed meat flavor. Let's say you would cook some noodles together with meat, so absorb the meat flavor. So you're allowed to eat those noodles, that's mutter. Music is not permitted until chatzos of the day after the Tisha B'Av, on the 10th of Av. In the case where Tisha will be on a Thursday, a person will be allowed to wash and take a haircut already from the morning because of Kabbat Shabbos. We allow extra time for that purpose. But in a year like this year, where Tisha B'Av falls out in the middle of the week and the 10th of Av falls out in the middle of the week, so then taking a shower, washing oneself, taking a haircut, all of that is only permitted after Chatzos. Wearing freshly laundered items, we do not do before Chatzos. In a situation where Tisha will fall out right before Shabbos, it fall out on a Thursday, so we're going to permit washing clothing from the night before, they have clothing for the Kabbat Shabbos. But again, in our situation, that is not mutter. There's a minig to wait to say Kiddush Lavana until after Tisha B'Av. The reason for this minig is because you were supposed to say Kiddush Lavana in a state of Simcha, and that's why we say it, wait till Motzei Shabbos to say it, because Motzei Shabbos, a person just had enjoyed his meals of Shabbos much more than he's had available to eat during the week. Historically, that person is much more in a state of Simcha and enjoyment Motzei Shabbos, and therefore we're able to say Kiddush Lavana, which is this tremendously powerful tefillah of the unique position the Klai Yisrael has compared to the Lavana, the Chesed of Hashem Baruch Hu, of giving us the Lavana. We want to say Motzei Shabbos to be in a state of Simcha. So during the 9 days, the minig, not for the Koran of the Gro and others, but the minig which we follow, we do not say it during the 9 days because we're not in a state of Simcha. What about saying it Motzei Tisha B'Av? So there is a union of saying it Motzei Tisha B'Av to show that we're going from the Tainus in the morning into the state of being confident that David Melech is up Chai B'Kayom, etc. However, we should not say it. We're still in a state of mourning. So if people are able to get a minion together later on in the evening and they will not lose their minion for saying Kiddush Lavana, it would be preferable for a person after the fast is over to remove the vestiges of the mourning from himself, change back to regular shoes, wash one's hands, eat and drink, and then come back and say Kiddush Lavana with a minion later on in the evening. In a place where they feel that if they will disband, then chances are people will not come back and will end up not saying Kiddush Lavana with the minions. Then we are going to say Kiddush Lavana immediately after Marv on Motzei Tisha B'Av and not wait to say later in the evening, even though a person has not eaten yet. If a person has an option, a person has an option to wait, it would be preferable to wait. Matter of fact, in the yeshiva, our minig is assuming that we'll be Lavana, the minig is to, or the way we do it, deal with it, called a minute, called a nahug. It's what we do is we break the fast and come back later on, like an hour, 10:15, ready to say Kiddush Lavana. And after a person has ate and drank, the person says Kiddush Lavana in a much more happy type of a mode. Again, we should be zeicha that the tainus of Tisha B'Av should be changed into a day of Yom Tov and Simcha for all of Klai Yisrael. Have a good morning.